Fire officials say everyone is safely out of an assisted living center in suburban Detroit. Firefighters help residents escape down ladders as flames race through the three-story building. No one was hurt, but some residents are complaining of chest pains from breathing the smoke. Firefighters believe the fire started in a heating unit. The top U.S. general in Iraq is giving the Iraqi army an overall grade of B-, saying a lot of work still needs to be done for them to take over. In his second day of testimony before the House Armed Services Committee, General David Petraeus did not say when he thinks U.S. troops should start coming home. He stayed firm on his recommendation that, come July, troop numbers should be kept at pre-surge levels for at least 45 days. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad to U.S.-led forces. A journalist in the courtroom says Zimbabwe's High Court will wait until Monday to decide whether it will force the release of election results. There's been no official tally since the vote 11 days ago. The opposition says the president's party is delaying the process. The opposition also accuses the government of intimidating its supporters, a charge that Zimbabwean officials deny. There are also accusations of militants driving out white farmers from their lands. It is another delay for the Dreamliner. Boeing announced it's pushing back the debut of its revolutionary 787 plane for the fourth time. The setback could cost the aerospace giant billions of dollars in compensation to airlines. The latest delivery date for the Dreamliner is late next year. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.